As we prepare to remember what Jesus did for us, I just want to turn your attention to what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1. He says, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." There is so much there. What an amazing passage. But Paul is pointing Timothy to the gospel and says, hey, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed that I'm in prison because I'm preaching the gospel. Don't be ashamed to proclaim the gospel, because it is a powerful message. And you can endure suffering by the power of God, the power that God supplies. Because who saved us? God saved us. God called us. God gave us the gift, the grace freely given, undeserved. It's his own purpose. It's his own grace. He gave it to us, and now it's being made known. It's being made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And listen to this, who abolished death. Who abolished death. This is, understand, God created life. We brought death into his good creation by our sin. God's original creation was not a creation that would be born and live and die. God's original creation was full of life, full of growth, full of health. There was no sickness, no disease, no death. No death. Death is an unnatural consequence of sin. And it wasn't part of God's original design. And this is beautiful. Jesus, the rescuer, the second Adam, the one who came to do what Adam in the garden failed to do, Jesus is going to reverse the effects of the fall. He is going to put to death death. He is going to destroy death. He is going to abolish death and bring to life and bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. Do you know that if you're a believer in Jesus, if you're a follower of Jesus, you have indestructible life in you? You have Jesus living in you? You have immortality? Your body will die, but you live on. And your body will be raised again at the resurrection on the last day to join your spirit for eternity, to be with Jesus in his presence forever. Because of what Jesus did, he brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The good news that he died so that we could live. He was crucified as a consequence of my sin. So now I can live forever with him. I can enjoy the fellowship, the communion that I was created to enjoy with a God who loves me. Loves me that much. He's a God who abolishes death. What an awesome thing. We're gonna celebrate, we're gonna worship, we're gonna remember what Jesus did for us by taking communion, bread broken, which represents his body broken for us, juice poured out, which represents his blood poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. It's his work, it's grace. He did it, he gives it to us as a gift. If you've received that gift, if you're a believer in Jesus, just someone who is leaning on, trusting in, relying on, depending on Jesus and Jesus alone, You're invited to remember with us, worship with us, celebrate Jesus together. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. Thanks for His inexpressible gift. We'll worship Him together. We'll celebrate what He's done, and we'll take together. So if, as you're served, if you're a believer, take that, hold on to it. Reflect on what He's done for you personally, and then in a few minutes we'll take that together. Father, thank You. Thank You for not leaving us in our helpless condition that we got ourselves into. Thank You for not just destroying us, but instead destroying death and bringing life back from the dead, back from the grave. Thank You for conquering death. Thank You for paying our price in full and undoing death, undoing the fall. Thank You that we are new creations in Christ. We can enjoy fellowship with You, and we can be who we were created to be, to bring You glory, to bring You praise, to live lives that bless Your heart, that we enjoy Your presence today. Thank You for the amazing gifts in the gospel that we enjoy today. Thank You, Jesus, for Your body and Your blood broken and poured out for sinners like us. Thank You for going to the cross as my substitute to pay my price, to take my death and give me Your life. Thank You for the transformation in the gospel that we celebrate, we enjoy. We want to worship You today. We want to commune with You today. We want to give You thanks and praise and worship, for You are worthy. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What a treasure it is to know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. This is eternal life. This is the life we were created for, we were meant for, to enjoy You. Thank You that we, through the blood of Jesus, through His sacrifice on the cross, through His finished work, that we can enter in, that we can enjoy You today. Thank You, Jesus, for Your broken body, for Your blood poured out that gives us life, real life. We remember and we worship and we give You thanks. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean and make us new. Drink.